Welcome back to another episode of the BuyAuburn.com podcast, where we spotlight Auburn-owned businesses, and we got a fun one today that I think you see more and more of this as time has gone on, and it's way to make birthdays and graduations and all kinds of stuff that much more exciting. It's called, the company's called Yard Love Auburn, and we have Misty Rich from Yard Love here to talk some Auburn sports and then to talk about her Auburn-owned business. Misty, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Misty, one of the first things we always do, we're going to get to the company and talk about how everything works and the services you're offering. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first, you got to prove that you're an Auburn-owned business. So that's one of the things that we really lean into. We want everybody to get to know you, why you consider yourself an Auburn-owned business. And, yeah, so tell us how your Auburn connection and you know, we'll kind of go from there.
All right. Well, I like to say that I wasn't born here, but I got here as fast as I could. Yeah. I'm originally from the North.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Wisconsin. I met my husband, Ted, online way back in the day.
Yeah.
And he moved to Wisconsin. We got married, you know, started our life together up there. And then about 10, 11 years ago, he was really over Wisconsin winters.
Yeah.
And, he's originally from outside of Birmingham, and he was the only Auburn fan in an Alabama family.
Wow.
So I kind of learned about Auburn from him, you know.
Yeah.
SEC was kind of new to me, but like I said, 20 years ago or so, you know, when we met. So I got into it then, you know, and more diehard as time went and, you know, fell in love with Auburn. We would come to Auburn and visit when we would come and visit his family in Birmingham. So about 10, 11 years ago, we were looking to make a change. He was really over those Wisconsin winters that last forever. So our daughter was 12, and we actually asked her, if you could live anywhere in the country, where would you want to live? And she said Auburn, and six wow. months later, we moved here.
That's incredible. And
I never want to live anywhere else. I love this town. I love all things Auburn University. I'm a huge sports fan, not just football, although War Eagle, go football, but softball. I've had gymnastics season tickets, you know, women's basketball. My daughter played basketball all through school. So we were real big in the women's basketball as she was coming up through the basketball program at Auburn High School. You know, Jordan Hare is my happy place.
I love
honestly.
It.
Honestly, I love it.
We need it
I
to
love,
be happy again.
Yeah, right.
it's the happy place, but it's kind of been a sad place a lot too.
It's been a little rough as late. You know, but and I tell people this too. I'm from Wisconsin, so I'm a diehard Green Bay Packers fan.
Love it.
And I can
love
be a Green Bay Packers fan and an Auburn fan. I tell people I bleed green and gold on Sundays and orange and blue on Saturdays.
There you go. It's fine.
But I tell people I was a Packers fan in the 80s. Like, I'm okay with, you know, some losing seasons and stuff. Like, I'm used to that, you know, so not always being, you know, a rosy thing. But I'm still a fan. And one of my favorite things in Auburn is driving through downtown on a Sunday morning after a win. The oaks are rolled still and it's quiet and it's just one of the most magical things. I just love everything about this place. So my Auburn connection.
I love it. Hey, you've sold me. You're in as far
awesome,
as,
awesome.
As far as I'm concerned. So, I mean, you kind of already answered the question. So are Wisconsin winters that much worse than Auburn summers? Like humidity is pretty rough.
It is brutal. I remember the first time I came down here and visited his family when we came down, like standing still and we were sweating and I was like, what is this? But you know, winter up there, you know, it could very well be snowing on Halloween.
Oh boy.
You always had to like plan your costumes like to wear a winter coat and snowsuit and stuff underneath just in case. And it's like 40 degrees there. It was 40 degrees there last night.
Wow.
And it's okay. the end of May. So, you know.
Shorter. It warms up, but it's just a much, much shorter period of time. That's awesome. Well, obviously, we're glad to have you here. You know, since you've become a fan, since you've really gotten involved, do you have a sports memory that's like at the top, like your top Auburn memory? I guess it doesn't necessarily have to be a sports memory, but your best, like your favorite Auburn memory so far since you've been.
So, I mean, you know, there's all of the, like, the iconic moments, especially with football. You know, there's, you know, the kick six. I still get teary-eyed when I watch the videos.
Right.
You know,
right.
And listening to that call. And I will watch that video every time it pops up on my feed anywhere. I rewatch it, you know, things like that. But my favorite, like, personal, actual, you know, moment, memory for me is the game that Cadillac coached when he was the interim coach.
Yeah.
I had just had surgery on my foot, was in a cast, non-weight bearing, and had a friend that last minute couldn't use their tickets and said, hey, do you want to go to the game? Yes. So we got to the stadium 2 hours early. I literally had to crawl up to our seats. It was freezing cold.
It was cold.
But there is nothing like a night game at Jordan-Hare anyway.
Not.
And then the electricity of, you know, that whole situation and whatever. And then Cadillac coaching that game, us winning that game, you know, first SEC win in, you know, eternity, it seemed like, you know, and it was such, I mean, we sat there for 2 hours letting everybody else go because, again, I like had to crawl down. And I mean, we were like in row like 53 or something. It was crazy, but it was so awesome to be there. Like, I love every night game that I ever go to, but that is, you know, for me to have personally experienced, you know, I would have loved to have been there for the comeback or the kick six or any of those, but that Cadillac coached game was iconic,
you know,
and amazing
that,
to be at.
That is, to me, you could have put that on your resume as what makes me an Auburn fan. To pick out a win from a 5-7 team or whatever the record was. It was not a good one.
No,
to pick out one of those to pick out one of those games is one of your top memories. And it, I mean, I'll be honest, I think it's up there for me. That was unreal. I was actually on the field. I was on the field for that game, and like the amount of former players that came back for that game, just the atmosphere around it was incredible. No, that is a fantastic one. On top of that, I mean, is Cadillac like your favorite player? Like, do you have a favorite player at Auburn?
I do have a favorite player, and I love me some Cadillac, but no, Philip Lutzenkirchen forever and always will be my all-time favorite Auburn athlete, I think. I don't know anybody that could top Lutzenkirchen.
Yeah.
My license plates are LVLK43 for live and love like Philip, you know. He was, you know, amazing when he played. He was a awesome human being off the field. A life unfortunately cut way too short.
Yeah.
But
imagine,
I just loved
like
everything
what,
about Lutzenkirchen.
You just know he would be super involved in the program now if he was still here. He was a good one, man. If I remember the way that whole thing, his whole recruitment and whatnot went down, I think he hung on through a coaching change, if I'm not mistaken. I think he like that was right at the end of when Tommy Tuberville was let go, and then they brought in Chizik, and I feel like he was committed to the old staff and like hung in there through a coaching change. Dude just loved Auburn.
He
just
did.
Loved Auburn.
I mean, he played all 4 years, you know,
played hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just a good guy and an amazing player.
Yeah.
You know, to watch.
Really,
him.
He had some really good highlights. He had some really good one handed acrobatic catches for a tight end. So,
and, you know, and that, you know, again, the comeback game was.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing, you know, doing his dance that's still,
you know,
famous today.
Right. So, yeah. So he will, I mean, obviously, you know, Cam's amazing, Bo Jackson, all of, you know, but I don't know. I just have a sweet spot for Letsy.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's talk about, you've convinced me, by the way. So you're in. You're in.
All right, awesome.
Let's talk about Yard Love, because I've seen this pop up more and more. You guys do a great job on social media. I don't really know how to describe like exactly what genre of business this is. So I'm going to turn it over to you and talk about what your services are, and how you do it, the territory that you cover. And just kind of turn the floor over to you. Tell us about Yard Love Auburn.
Okay. Well, we are a celebration sign company. We, you know, to kind of boil it down for those who may not know what I'm talking about, the big yard signs you see in people's front yards for birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, a lot of them right now, you know, things like that. So it got really popular during COVID.
Yep.
Because people couldn't have birthday parties and that sort of thing. So they did, you know, the drive-by thing. And so this was a way to celebrate, you know. So I've been in doing it for 5 years. We are, again, Yard Love Auburn. We service Auburn, Opelika, all of the surrounding areas. We go pretty much as far as, like, Alex City.
Oh, wow.
Down to... you know, we go into Tuskegee, all of that, Valley, Lynette, Dadeville, you know, all of that surrounding area.
If you land in East Alabama,
yep, absolutely.
you're going to be able to handle it.
Yep, absolutely. So we, you know, our tagline is we deliver magic as the world sleeps. So it's an all-inclusive service that we provide. You get a one-day rental is how most of the time you can add on extra days and that sort of thing, but we come in the dark of the night before whatever your celebration is. So it's there when, you know, whoever the recipient is wakes up in the morning, and it's out there on their yard. We can personalize them, to, you know, hobbies and interests, you know, everything from superheroes to tacos to video games to sports. One of our packages, we have an all-in Auburn package that gets pretty much every Auburn-related graphic that we have. We call them the Heisman Heroes. So we've got the three jerseys for our Heisman winners. You can only get those jerseys if you get the all-in Auburn package.
Yeah.
So there's some things that you get that are special. We have, you know, pennants. We have a rolled oak as one of our graphics that you can get, a tiger paw, you know, all kinds of things. We do tons and tons of orange and blue, orange and navy. But there are no two signs are alike, because we tailor make them to you. You know, so I could do three Auburn, you know, related signs in a night, and every single one of them is going to look different because it's going to be tailored to what you might like.
I'm looking at the gallery right now on your website, and it's no joke, man. I'm like, every one of them looks like you literally made it specifically for that particular individual, or it's not like a cookie cutter deal where it's like the same letters just rearranged. So like it's not like you just have all the letters of the alphabet and then you just go spell out something different every single time with the same exact template. Like it's really, really cool.
Yeah. We can do any colors. We usually try and get a couple of colors, you know, whatever their favorite color is, or, you know, if they, you know, like I said, any Auburn, you know, is super popular. You know, but we get a couple of colors, we get, you know, like I said, hobbies and interests, and then we kind of curate it for you. And we do pretty much any occasion. We've done grand openings. We have one of our favorite things is our Class Act Sign Series, which is packages for the schools.
Oh, nice.
It's a discounted package. They can do 6, 8, or 10 signs. They pay for it, you know, and then throughout the year, they just order the signs. They get them at a discount. And this year, we've started something new with that, where we have a give back program. So depending on which package you choose, any sign that somebody orders between the first day of school and the last day before Christmas break, winter break, a percentage of that goes back. If, you know, so if somebody mentions that, oh, I'm from Kerry Woods or I'm from Pick or whatever school it might be, then, you know, at the beginning of the year, they're going to get a check from us for either 15 to 35% back.
Incredible.
And what has been ordered in that time frame. So it's a really simple, you know, way to give back to the schools, easy kind of fundraiser. They just need to tell people about it. So we're really excited about that. We've, you know, done a lot with that. We have realtor packages where we do, like welcome homes for new home buyers, you know, to,
oh no, that's cool.
You know, we can do open house signs, you know, out front or, you know, we, if it's a new subdivision type thing, you know, we can do it at the entrance to the subdivision. And like I said, retirements, anniversaries, grad season is upon us.
Yes.
It's huge. We do, you know, lots of graduation signs and I did 8 signs last night and no 2 are alike and they were all Auburn High School, you know,
incredible.
But every single one of them is different. And we really do, you know, kind of live by our, we deliver magic as the world sleeps. We have so much fun with it. And it's so, you know, it's a happy thing. You know, people are excited about it. We, you know, we love creating that where, you know, we have kids that if you're on year 3, 4, whatever, and they're, you know, their parents will tell us, yeah, they asked me yesterday, I wonder what's going to be in my sign tomorrow for my birthday.
That's so cool.
You know, it's so much fun. I love it. It's, yeah, I just love it.
So let me ask you this. Let's say I have an event.
Sure.
How much lead time, like what do I, how much of a window do I need to get you? I guess you can probably figure that out when you go to start booking it. It'll probably
so you
alert
can,
you.
Yeah. We, you know, the more notice, the better.
Sure.
But absolutely, I can tell you, we have parents that forget that it's their birthday tomorrow and they'll call me today and I can get you taken care of 90%
oh, wow.
of the time.
Well, let's don't make that a habit. Let's help Misty
right.
out and like
we,
give her
there
some
is
breathing
a,
room.
There's an expedited fee for that, but
yeah, sure.
So not ideal for that, but you know, we do, you know, and it's, you know, we do a lot of new babies.
Oh, that's cool.
So, you know, and we are real flexible with that because babies don't like to tell us when they're coming, you know?
Yeah, that so, due date is just a suggestion. It's not really
right,
a,
right. So,
an
you know,
actual
you
due
can
date.
Call me and say, hey, you know, we're going, you know, we're going to be in the hospital, you know, we're coming home on this date. Well, maybe that's not the date. So, you know, we can, we're real fluid that way, real flexible. So, yeah.
I love it.
Whatever
love
it might be. That you're
I got
celebrating,
some,
we can help
I
you with.
I got some birthdays coming up, so we'll definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And, hey, I'll tell you what, to have 30 Google reviews and they're all 5 stars is pretty dang incredible. So, like, that's obviously a testament to the service that you guys provide. So, everybody, if you're in East Alabama and you have a – you want to spice up any kind of event, you need to give Yard Love Auburn a shot. It's super easy. YardLoveAU.com. You can book it right there.
It's YL
on the website.
Auburn. Sorry. It's YLAuburn.com.
Is it?
Yep. We
No, it says YardLoveAU.com.
Yeah, we changed it a couple months ago.
Gotcha. Okay.
Sorry, it may. If you go to YardLoveAU.com, it's going to funnel you to YL Auburn.
Gotcha.
But you can find us on Facebook. There's way more pictures and stuff on Facebook, Threads, X, Instagram, you know,
they're very active on social, so make sure you definitely follow them.
So yeah, definitely can see what we've got going on and get lots of ideas. If you know, if you're, you know, a lot of people have never done it, they don't know where to start, they don't know what we're asking. Check out any of our socials, and you can
get a good idea.
Absolutely,
Misty. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you,
guys. Make sure you check them out, and we'll be back. We'll do some more of these, obviously, as new businesses. Join, and we got a really good network we're building, and hopefully we can create a lot of value and match up Auburn fans with Auburn-owned businesses. Guys, put your money where your mouth is. If you're being a part of the Auburn family, do business with Auburn people and do business with Yard Love Auburn. We're out of here. Until next time, War Eagle.
War Eagle.